Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz. This is Chapter 4, The Tin Man.
After a few hours, the road began to get difficult. Walking grew difficult, and the scarecrow fell many times, but since he was made of straw, he never got hurt. Soon the daylight faded away and the sky grew very dark. Dorothy could not see at all, but the scarecrow said he could see in the dark just as well as in the light. Dorothy asked him to stop when he saw a house, for she was becoming very tired. After a little while, the scarecrow stopped. "I see a cottage built of logs and branches. Shall we go there?" "Oh, yes," answered Dorothy. "I am really very tired." When they reached the cottage, Dorothy fell fast asleep with Toto beside her. The scarecrow, who never needed sleep, stood in a corner, waiting for morning. As the sun came up, Dorothy was awakened by an awful groan. The sound seemed to be coming somewhere from...
Speak the sound, wait.
The sound seemed to be coming from somewhere in the forest. Dorothy saw something shining not far from where she stood. When she walked deeper into the forest, she saw a remarkable thing standing beside a large tree was a man made completely of tin. He held an axe in his hand. Dorothy looked at him in amazement. "Did you groan?" she asked. "Yes," answered the tin man. The tin man. "I've been groaning for a long time, but no one has ever come to help me." "What can I do for you?" asked Dorothy. "Get an oil can and oil my joints," answered the tin man. They are so rusty, I cannot move." Dorothy ran back to the cottage and found an oil can. The tin man told her where to put the oil. In just a few minutes, the tin man was able to move. "Okay, ever thank you," he said, "I might have stood in the forest for years if you hadn't saved me. How did you happen to be here?" Dorothy explained that she, Toto, and the Scarecrow were all on their way to the Emerald City to see the Great Oz. When she told him this, the Tin Man began to think. The Tin Man began to think. "Do you suppose Oz could give me heart?" he asked. The Wicked Witch of the East cast an evil spell on me as I was outside here chopping wood. She turned me into tin and took away my heart."
Aww.
Dorothy thought for a moment. "Why, I think so," she answered. "It would be as easy in giving the Scarecrow... As giving the Scarecrow brains." So the Tin Man picked up his axe and his oil can, and joined his new friends on their journey to Oz.
That's all for now. Coming up next, Chapter 5, The Cowardly Lion. Good night.